Game Show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
9:40 in the Lehigh Valley. Pigs fall tonight and lose the series as well to the Buffalo Bisons tonight by a final score of 4-2. Buffalo came back. The Pigs got off to a hot start, and despite a good Jake Thompson pitching performance, the Pigs just could not muster anything outside of the first inning. Sam Hines with you here in the studio, taking a look at the highlights of tonight's loss of the Iron Pigs. More lowlights, really, for the Pigs, who, like I said, they got off to a hot start in the first inning, but they just could not get anything else going after that. Cesar Valdez, you obviously have to give a lot of credit to him. He was tremendous for the Bisons. And other than House, who defeated the Pigs last night, he becomes the only other Buffalo Bisons pitcher to defeat the Iron Pigs this season. And it was a deserved win for Valdez. Don't get me wrong, he pitched quite well. But certainly some concern for the Pigs as their offense in this series went completely quiet. And we'll talk about that more as we move along in this portion of the postgame show. But credit where credit's due to Cesar Valdez, who went 7 innings, giving up just 4 hits and 2 earned runs, walking 2 and striking out 10 Iron Pigs. And, you know, a little reminiscent of that first couple of weeks of Iron Pigs baseball when they were striking out almost, you know, 12 to 15 times a game, which was certainly concerning. They ended up striking out 11 times in total tonight. So not nearly as bad as some of those numbers, but still a bit concerning for the Pigs, who will have to start rebounding this next series for sure and further on beyond that. Anyway, we do have some highlights to take a look at of tonight's game out at Coca-Cola Park. And this is funny. This happens every now and then. Not quite sure why with my phone, but every now and then it will start to record, thinking, I guess, that I said, "Hey Siri," in some way or another, and then it will record my entire post-game rant until it decides that it has had enough of what I have said. So it probably could not find, oh, the last however many minutes, 2.5 minutes worth of Iron Pigs talk in my contacts, unfortunately. That's okay. We don't want losses in my contacts anyway. We want big-time Iron Pigs wins. Unfortunately, not one tonight for the Piggies. Anyway, we start in the first inning where things went well for the Pigs into the first inning. Cam Perkins, who had been quite hot coming into this one, did not have a great night for the Pigs. He struck out, but Brock Stassi hit a single, and then Jorge Alfaro, hip hip Jorge, he drove in the runs with a 2-run homer.
Manny Eagles here, and it swung on, hitting the air, center field pretty deep. Parmalee is racing back at the track, at the wall. Forget about it, it's out of here. Hip, hip, Jorge. Hip, hip, Jorge. 2-run bomb right over the dead center field wall. And the Pigs have a 2-0 lead here in the first inning.
And you got to be thinking at that point, after being shut out the night before, that, you know, here we go. The Pigs, they had an off night. It happens. They're back. 2 quick runs in the top of the first inning. And Dylan Cousins would ground out to second base. But all of a sudden, Rhys Hoskins hit a double. And with 2 outs, having 2 runs already in, it looked like the Pigs were in serious business. However, Nick Williams was strikeout victim number 2 on the day to Cesar Valdez. Now, Jake Thompson got off to a very good start on the mound for the Pigs. He went 1-2-3 in the first, 1-2-3 in the second as well. But as we move to the third inning, the Pigs had a runner on first. That was Brock Stassi, who got his second single, so he's starting to heat up a little bit as well for the Pigs with 1 out. However, Jorge Alfaro lined out and Dylan Cousins lined out to end the top half of the third frame. And then we move to the bottom of the third, where things started to go not so well for the Iron Pigs and for Jake Thompson. Jake Elmore led off with a single. Shane Opitz sacked him over. And then Christian Lopes got a base hit. That moved Elmore up to third, meaning runners on first and third with 1 out. Ian Parmalee then came up, and Christian Lopes stole third base. Now, confusingly enough, at least for me, having not been able to witness it with my own eyes, only having been able to listen to it, It's the second straight day that Buffalo stole a base with a runner on third. And both times, Alfaro threw the ball to second base. And both times, the runner on third did not try to come home and score, which is interesting to me because that doesn't seem like a time to throw through, except it didn't cost the Pigs runs either time. Also, I don't think Alfaro threw out the runner either time either. So it was pretty inconsequential in that regard. And it was positive for the Bisons in that regard as well. But just interesting that they probably shouldn't be throwing down in that situation. But the runner on third, and in this case, it would have been Jake Elmore, not really being heads up enough to see the ball going through to second base and to think about trying to come home. Because even if you bluff down that line, it's a split-second decision for whoever's fielding it, whether it's the second baseman or the shortstop, to think, well, I either have to come up firing, which allows the runner safe passage through to second, or I have to stay and try and tag the runner coming through to second, in which case Elmore, who should be halfway down the line anyway, should easily be able to come home and score. But just an interesting note, nothing really came to pass in that situation because following the stolen base and the pop-up by Ian Parmalee, Gregorio Petit would come through with the turning point of the game in the bottom of the third inning.
Drilled out left center field and pretty deep. Racing back goes Cousins at the track, at the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here. Petit, well, he comes up grand. A home run, a three-run shot over the left field wall. And Buffalo has answered with a home run of its own and leads now 3-2.
Yeah, Petit coming through with the big home run, the name irony in that situation. But just like that, the Pigs found themselves down 3-2 in the third inning. Rafi Lopez would ground out to Jorge Flores to end the third inning. But into the fourth inning, Cesar Valdez was just starting to heat up. He struck out Rhys Hoskins swinging, struck out Nick Williams swinging, and then got Hector Gomez looking to end the top of the fourth inning. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Jake Thompson was looking to rebound himself. He struck out Mike Ullman, walked Salty Lamacchia, and then on a weird play, Jason Leblebijian, he hit a base hit, which moved Salty Lamacchia over to third. That's right. And Leblebijian tried to take second base and was caught in a rundown, which allowed Salty Lamacchia to take third. So Leblebijian trying to get a little overly aggressive ended up being a big break for the Pigs because Leblebijian got thrown out at second. It was a 7-6-1 outfield assist to erase Leblebijian from the base paths, and then Elmore would fly out to end the fourth inning. Well, into the fifth, it was only getting better for Cesar Valdez, who had already struck out three guys in a row. And then he got Pedro Florimon looking on strike three. He struck out Jorge Flores and then, weirdly enough, would strike out Cam Perkins. But it was also a wild pitch, allowing Perkins to get to first. But Perkins tried to steal. And unfortunately, Jared Salty Lamacchia's arm got him.
Stassi has singled twice. The runner goes on the pitch. It's taken low. Throw to second is in time. So Buffalo giveth and taketh. The wild pitch allowed Perkins to reach, but then he's caught stealing for the second time this season. That'll go 2-6 and end any chance of a two-out threat.
So it was a second straight strikeout of the side for Valdez, technically. Four outs in the inning. He struck out Perkins, but because of the wild pitch, Perkins reached and then got thrown out trying to steal. And Buffalo would tack on in the bottom half of the inning. Shane Opitz would lead off with a double. Christian Lopes walked. Ian Parmalee sacked, bunted them over 5-3. And then Gregorio Petit once again came up large with a sacrifice fly.
First pitch here is swung on. Petit rips one out to left field. Racing over towards the gap with the play is Cousins, but it's deep enough to tag. Down from third, plating comes Opitz. Second consecutive sacrifice. It's a sac fly and an RBI. Petit has all four RBIs for the Bisons, and they now lead it 4-2.
So the Pigs, who had a runner on first with two outs in the top of the fifth, unable to get him through, and the Bisons tack on in the bottom of the fifth inning. Into the sixth, the Pigs once again tried to rally. It began with a leadoff walk to Brock Stassi, and then Jorge Alfaro walked, meaning two on and nobody out, looking like a chance to really get into this one. Dylan Cousins weakly hit a ball up the first base side, moving Stassi to third and Alfaro to second. And all of a sudden, it looked like the Pigs, who were just one base hit away from tying this game up, were going to get right back into it. But unfortunately, Rhys Hoskins grounded into a 5-4 fielder's choice, and then Nick Williams bounced out to first base, and that ended any threat the Iron Pigs had in the top of the sixth. In the bottom of the sixth, Buffalo went 1-2-3 as Omens flew out. Saltalamacchia struck out and Leblebijan flew out. In the seventh inning, the Pigs went 1-2-3 as well. And then in the bottom of the seventh inning, following a Jake Elmore ground out to shortstop, Shane Opitz doubled and Christian Lopes walked, which ended up spelling the end of the day for Mr. Jake Thompson. Hobie Milner came in, struck out Ian Parmalee, and then got out of the jam by getting Gregorio Petit to ground out to first base. So the Pigs avoided any struggles in that inning as well, thanks to Mr. Hobie Juan Kenobi. He did not get a hold tonight, so he is simply Hobie Juan Kenobi. And still a pretty good outing for him and a pretty darn good nickname as well if you are Hobie Milner. In the top of the eighth inning, Cam Perkins lined out, Brock Stassi lined out, and then all of a sudden the defense started to really shine through for the Buffalo Bisons as Chad Girardo, was able to get Jorge Alfaro robbed of a hit.
We'll set up in on Alfaro. Here's the 0-1. Swung on a ground ball. Chopped off of Girardo's glove. It's on the third base side. He finds the baseball, fires to first, and gets him by a stride. Oh, the luck couldn't be worse for the Pigs here tonight. A hot shot up the middle. It was bad enough he got glove on it. Even worse that with it caroming up far enough away from the pitching mound, he was able to still make the play to get Alfaro. 1-3 on the hot shot. Two well-hit balls in the inning, but a 3-up, 3-down frame.
Well, it would get worse for the Pigs in the ninth inning as well. Pigs obviously got nothing going in the eighth, as that was the final out. And in the bottom of the eighth, Buffalo went 1-2-3. Rafi Lopez struck out, Mike Ullman struck out, and Saltalamacchia grounded out, finishing off the day for Hobie Milner, who was outstanding out of the bullpen. But in the top of the ninth inning, Dylan Cousins would ground out to first base, and it looked like Rhys Hoskins was going to get the Pigs a one-out base runner, but unfortunately, good defense shown through once again.
Again, they try setting up away, the kick and the pitch. Swung on and ripped in the air, right center field, well tagged. Back to the track goes Parmalee, and he leaps. Can he make the catch? He does! A beautiful catch, and then he crashes up against the wall and hangs on.
Just a bit snake bit, as Matt Provins said in this one. Some good defense played by Buffalo, and then Nick Williams would come up. He would be the final out.
Full count for Williams. Here's the payoff. Caught on a strike three. Williams down, and after losing 10 in a row to Lehigh Valley, the Bisons bounce back, winning yesterday, winning today, and taking their first series of the year over the Iron Pigs. Your final score tonight, Buffalo 4 and Lehigh Valley 2.
4-2 the final. Buffalo defeats the Iron Pigs in 9 innings. For Buffalo, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors. The Iron Pigs, 2 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. For the Iron Pigs, they were 0-for-4 with runners on scoring position, and Matt Provins, before I began my portion of the postgame show, gave me some very staggering numbers on these Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs and their recent streaks. In this series, the Piggies were 3-for-29 with runners in scoring position. In their last 9 games, the Pigs are hitting 152 with runners in scoring position. They are only 12-for-79. 12-for-79 in their last 9 with runners in scoring position. Even going back to the win in game 1 of this series, they struggled to hit with runners in scoring position. Those are not good numbers. Those are staggeringly bad numbers for the Pigs. And that's something that needs to be fixed for them to get back on track, is hitting with runners in scoring position. Because the problem is they're getting the opportunities, but they're not taking advantage of them. When the Pigs are hot, when they were hot earlier in the year, they were taking advantage of every situation they had. Now, not so much. The bats have gone just a little bit silent. Well, just a little bit. A lot of it silent. 12 for 79 in their last nine games, hitting 1 for 152 with runners in scoring position. In this series alone, 3 for 29. So, I mean, you look back before that, that means they were 9 for 59 before this series as well. So the numbers are not good, to say the very least. And tonight, like I said, they were 0 for 4. They left 4 pigs on base. For Buffalo, they were 2 for 7. They left 4 on base as well. Thompson, he got the loss. He's 2 and 7. But this was a good bounce back effort for Mr. Thompson. Jake went 6 and a third, giving up 6 hits, 4 runs, all earned, walking 3, striking out 4. Hobie Milner, of course, was fantastic out of the bullpen, as always. And, of course, you can go and vote for Hobie Milner to go to the All-Star game as a relief pitcher. He went 1 and 2 thirds, striking out 3. Now, give a whole lot of credit to Cesar Valdez, who pitched brilliantly for Buffalo tonight, including 6 straight pig strikeouts. Valdez with the win is now 3 and 1. He went 7, giving up 4 hits, 2 runs, all earned, 2 walks, and 10 strikeouts. Will Browning got a hold. No numbers across his line. Chad Jurado got a hold as well. Browning went 1/3 of an inning. Jurado went 1 full inning. He had no numbers across his line either. And Chris Smith gets the save, going 2/3 of an inning, striking out 1. Time of the game, a crisp 2 hours and 25 minutes in front of 5,596 at Coca-Cola Field. First pitch at 7.05 p.m. where it was 79 degrees with 14-mile-per-hour winds. Once again, the Pigs fall and lose the series to Buffalo 4-2. Pigs, 20 games over 500. Buffalo, 4 games over at 34-30. We will check out the standings later on.